Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Holler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Holler and he is out, Davenport applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a line drive towards the mound. Herbel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky strikes out. Holler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rosnovsky out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemens. Mays reaches second base with a double. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Tom Holler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holler bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. Hart moves to second. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is walked intentionally. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a line drive into right field. Clemens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clemens. McCovey scores. Mays moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 0 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport moves to second. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbal bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davenport scores. Lanier moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hart strikes out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo throws to second for one, and Beckert throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McCovey scores. Haller moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Larry Jackson. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0 for 2 in the game. Herbel bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lanier moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller strikes out. There goes Mays. The throw from Rosnovsky to Peña, and Mays is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Rosnovsky moves to second. Harry Bright pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0-for-3 in the game. Herbel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.